thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Now, Datuk Sri Najib Razak was found guilty today of all 7 criminal charges for having received RM42 million in funds from SRC International. This verdict makes him the first former Prime Minister to be charged and convicted in Malaysia. Now, we were scheduled to speak to Datuk Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki, who's the UMNO youth head. However, due to unforeseen circumstances, he is unable to join us on the show tonight. And we were very much looking forward to speaking to someone from UMNO to find out how the party is digesting this verdict. But now, joining us on the line to discuss the significance of this verdict and its implications on the future, on future political dynamics, we have Professor Dr. Hamidin Hamid, political analyst at University Malaya. It's always good to talk to you. Good evening, Dr. Hamidin. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, how do you think this verdict will go down with UMNO grassroots? We were going to ask that question to Dato' Ashraf Wajdi Dusuki, but then maybe you can help us understand what is your understanding of how you think this news will go down, this verdict will go down.
Hi, Marissa. Hi, Sharad. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I think, as a historian, I always say we experience a historic day today. First, almost, I think, for the past 22 months, we collected many firsts in Malaysia, so this is one of them. And to answer your question, how the verdict today reflects and will be accepted or digested by UMNO, I think it depends on the area, it depends on the groups, and depends on the situations where it is. I think it's very interesting in the bigger picture to see how that UMNO look at this matter, especially in regard to the coming slim PRK. I think this is something that we have to look at. That first thing. Second thing, in my point of view, that we have to look how UMNO leadership, especially at the PWTC and the MKT and others, look at the matter. You can see, in my point of view, from so far from me and my team observation on the ground, the reaction is very much mixed. In my point of view, where some in the ground accepted the verdict, and some also still blame the previous government have a part and hand in the current verdict. So it's still a long way to analyze what is the impact of this verdict to UMNO. But it is clearly will cut a new landscape for UMNO as a party and to Najib Razak as a person and politician and also to many other UMNO politicians.
Hamidin, can I just ask you, you know, we all saw the photos of, you know, the thousands of supporters, Najib supporters who turned up at court. I'm just wondering, is that indicative of the level of support that Najib Razak enjoys around the country?
I doubt that. I think from my personal experience doing research, and this is what we call in the stage, something that is happening, almost a kind of something that is tradition in Malaysian politics, especially in Malay politics. I think to show strength, to show support to the leaders, and this always happened. But to an extent that really reflects on the ground, I doubt they have the same and similar strength and voice to support Datuk Sri Najib.
Hamidin, you know, the one thing that perhaps Najib Razak has that is significantly different from many of the top leadership of UMNO today is that he represents a certain genealogy, right? The legacy of his father. And I wonder about that. I mean, do you think that in this verdict there is possibly not just a disappointment but also hurt that somehow the dignity of the community has been impugned by this particular verdict that not just in convicting this former Prime Minister, but convicting a man who represents a certain trajectory of Malay, modern Malay politics?
Yes, Gerard. I think this is interesting when we look, Sharad, about Najib Razak as a person, when we analyze his position in Malaysian politics. You are right, he represents one of the biggest names in Malaysian politics, the dynasty of Tun Razak. But in my point of view, if we look at the myth, what I say is the myth of what is happening now, you can see even in the beginning, when Najib called it a slender, politics slender, and others, when people are basically who support Najib argue that it's almost impossible for someone in that degree, from that genealogy, want to commit such a crime in Malaysia. But obviously, in my point of view, this gives a tainted situation to the family. And in fact, in my point of view, if you look for the past couple of years, it is a clearly a lone fight for Najib, rather than a genealogical or family cruising together with him in defending his action as the Prime Minister, especially in regard to YNGB and SRC.
Okay. Hamidin, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back and continue this conversation about the impact to the political landscape and delve a little bit deeper into that in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned to Consider This. Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Now, we're speaking to Professor Dr. Hamidin Hamid, a political analyst at University of Malaya, about the political fallout following the conviction and sentencing of former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak today. Hamidin, I'm just wondering, I came across a comment that I thought was particularly interesting. This was from former UMNO Supreme Council member Datuk Luman Nur Adam, and he said, to quote him, "If not because of Najib, the current Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin could not have become Prime Minister." So does the party, Hamidin, does UMNO blame the Muhyiddin government over what transpired today with the verdict? And could it the possibility be, therefore, they might withdraw support for Muhyiddin's government?
Thank you, Melissa. I think the whole day today, especially after the verdict and sentences voted by the judge, everybody is waiting for a statement, especially by Zahid Hamidi, to see what is the reaction of UMNO president on the verdict, and to some extent also to see what is the trajectory that's going to be taken by UMNO in regard to the matter. I think what has been said by Roman Adam, it is clearly a sour narrative that we know is happening on the ground among the UMNO leaders, especially when they want always argue that because of UMNO, the PN government is standing now, and especially for Muhyiddin, obviously. And for us, we are looking at a scenario where I think UMNO will strongly pressure PN government to get more benefit, especially if they want to dissolve the parliament in the seat negotiation and others. So, for me, the verdict today is not doesn't mean loss all for UMNO, but I think they will gain a lot more in pressuring Muhyiddin Yassin to kowtow to the line.
Hamidin, is UMNO a solid block? We've heard a lot of rumours about UMNO being factionalised around certain individuals, Najib Razak being well-resourced and therefore having the bulk of the divisional chiefs on his side. We hear of a Hishamuddin Hussein faction, we hear of a Mat Hassan faction and various people, including Ashraf Wajdi, you know, aligning with that faction. Tell us, today, is UMNO one solid block? Is it likely to split up and reconfigure, realign itself because of this particular crisis moment?
Thank you, Sharad. Thank you. And welcome to History of UMNO. In my point of view, this is UMNO. We're talking that I don't think UMNO is usual. As usual, it is a party of warlords, if you like it or not. I think, and this particular moment, at this particular time, the best faces of UMNO is represented. He's not a president, but Najib, especially in the protest against the PH government. He lead the charge. And I think that brings a lot of weight to Najib as a political leader within UMNO, even though he's no longer the president. So he has a lot of support, people are aligned to him. And at the same time, in my point of view, president is Zahid, but you can see throughout his presidency, Zahid is always in my point of quoting Najib and many other leaders. And so too with Tomat. In the past 6 months, you can see I think Tomat as a deputy president always share platform together with Najib. So it is, in my point of view, to what extent this will create a loophole for UMNO leader to take the spotlight. It will be something that very interesting to look at. Yes, in my point of view, the dynamic of UMNO political struggle, remember, we continue. I don't think we can see a clear picture who we're going to lead UMNO in the next future.
Okay, if I could just get you to delve a little bit deeper into that, because you're, you know, in reference to what you said, that Dato' Sri Zahid Hamidi had said that the party, that UMNO, will soon need to make the political decision. I'm trying to think, what are those decisions? What exactly is it that UMNO needs to decide very soon? What are those? What is that conversation going to be like? Can you just perhaps allude to?
I think depends, Melissa. I think for the next couple of days, we can see if there is a strong wave of protest on the ground, especially among the leaders, among the warlords, that pressure PWDC to take action against the PN. What I mean to go against Muhyiddin Yassin, I think Zahid have no other choice other than pull out. But it depends. But at the same time also, in my point of view, it depends on how Muhyiddin can play his strategy well to convince others that it is for their own benefit as a party to go. Because in my point of view, we know from our survey, Ilham and others, that Najib does carry their own baggage. Okay, when it comes to the political situation, when it comes to the election. So in my point of view, as I said just now, UMNO must be very strategic to see to what extent they can really benefit in this scenario.
What about Pakatan Harapan and PKR in particular in this scenario? Do you see an opening for them to maneuver in such a way as to push forward their agenda and their leaders?
I think one of the biggest issues in PH now, in my point of view, is PKR. In the sense, I think yesterday, Lim Guan Eng and Mohamad Sabu issued a joint statement in regard to leadership, who's going to be the candidate for prime minister, in my point of view. And it seems that PKR is still pressuring that Anwar Ibrahim in terms of that. But in my point of view, this is interesting. Where Anwar wants to carry PKR is still open. That's the way PKR is seeing. But the AP and Amanah clearly mentioned that they will not work with other than Warisan and Tun Mahathir team and working from that group. So this is a big dilemma for PKR. I think PKR definitely, looking at the situation now, have the good opportunity, okay, to create a new realignment, okay, among the political parties to form a new government.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your insights on this. Hamidin, always a pleasure speaking with you. That's all the time we have on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.